Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Welcome in on a Friday, everybody. Great to have you aboard. We have got a jam-packed show. We have got Lions Packers. We have TJ Lang joining us. We have the picks. We have the prop bets. And we have something that I want so badly to sell you and lend credence to, but I can't bring myself to do so. But we're going to lead with that because it's building off of what we did at 5 o'clock yesterday. It's hot stove season. You're seeing trades in baseball, options being picked up. You're seeing last year, 4 days after the World Series, the Tigers made the blockbuster move of trading for Mark Canha. The point is, lots of talk. And there is an article in The Athletic, and they canvass GMs and front office executives. I'm going to read you a quote. And the simple question for you is, no believability, some believability, or total believability? None, some, total. Okay?
Okay.
Quote, just a hunch, but wouldn't be surprised if Detroit got involved, said an NL executive. They should build off their 2024 and already have some very good pitching. Do you know who he's saying they need to get involved with? And he wouldn't be surprised if they did. I give you Juan Soto. No believability, some believability, or total believability. You know where I'm at on this. You can mark me down for no believability. Because Canha is, you know, Kenny's one step from starting a kissing booth on the corner for Christian Walker, a 34-year-old first baseman. Like, Kenny's ready to corrupt his morals for a 34-year-old first baseman. That's, we're in the poverty bin. Like, I get made fun of because I want to go sign Tony Taters and Anthony Santander. Like, Juan Soto, no believability. But an NL executive says, I wouldn't be surprised if Detroit got involved and that they should. Rico, none, some, total.
In the words of Randy Jackson, that's a no for me. That's a no for me, dog. No. Until you show me differently.
I can't get him to spend $100 million. This guy wants us to spend six, seven. Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. No,
this franchise farted in the face of anyone who dared suggest they go get Matt Chapman with five opt-outs. You think they're signing an ironclad 12-year, you know, 650, got to throw in the Detroit tax. Guys, I would love it. Asking me what I want to happen versus what will are just two
unrelated and completely different conversations. Yeah. But we talked about this briefly yesterday, and it'll be the only thing we do that's not football today. But if I ask you right now, when I read you that report, that feeling from an NL executive, just a hunch, wouldn't be surprised if Detroit got involved with Juan Soto. That's from The Athletic, not us. We're not trolling the audience, not us. Do you have no believability, some or total? I can't.
I would like to.
Do you realize Kenny is going to have one of his balls removed for Christian Walker? That's the level of desperation we're having. Kenny's donating organs to science.
I sound like Jeremy Otto during that update. You know, I have no believability. Exactly, Jeremy, exactly. Absolutely no. What has this front office done to show you?
Hey, here's him during that last update. He was not where he needed to be. He was not where he needed to be in that update. What was that?
That's him.
Oh my.
I didn't think that was actually on the air when he did that.
David, no believability, some believability, total religious believability.
No, I can't do it. I can't have any belief here. They have not shown the ability or the want to spend the money. This is $700 million pot. No, I don't see it.
And again, no. Reminder. The messaging that has come out of the franchise, right, by some people who work for the team, others who cover the team, the messaging has been soft-pedaling this offseason. Right from the rip. I mean, the blood wasn't even dry on your loss in Cleveland. So, guys, I'm sorry. When I'm considered unrealistic because I'm like, look, how about these players? Here's Alex Bregman, maybe Christian Walker, maybe Santander. You know, I did say yesterday, I fully admit it, I would make a play for Corbin Burns. Why? I don't know. It's awesome. And you could have him and Scooble at the top of your rotation.
But you're going bold. You're going big. If you did that, I think the city would embrace him. That's one what we talked about. If you went and offered and got shot down, at least you now know anything's on the table.
1,000%.
Anything is possible. Anything's on the table. And they are trying to get better. Now they just got to convince people to come to Detroit.
Like if I read a report that they had offered Alex Bregman 5 years and $150 million, and he turned it down because he wanted 7 years at 170, I wouldn't be mad at all. I would say, you know what? You tried. Good for you. You didn't quite want to give that amount of term. You made a real play at a real player, and he opted to stay in Houston. Tip of the cap. But the problem is we never get those reports. So there is a weird sect of people in this town that defend Chris Illich for what reason, I have no idea. The point is, if you want to eliminate narrative, you got to do stuff you've never done. I mean, that's the truth. If you want what you've never had, do what you've never done. If Chris Illich and this team doesn't want to be viewed as small market, Mickey Mouse, cheap, if you don't like those narratives, well, then you've got to do things that you haven't done. Can't have Javi coming out of spring training. You can't have an offseason where your big acquisition is a paint can. Mm-hmm. Like, if you showed this fan base Christian Walker and Alex Bregman, hey, we're all holding hands going, really nice job by Chris Illich, Scott Harris, and all involved. They're getting serious. Mm-hmm. But this report about Juan Soto, what am I? Look, this is a hunch of an NL executive. That's not worth the hill of beans in my world. But the fact is, somebody in baseball believes the Tigers are going to get involved. Show me. Show me a report. I don't even care if somebody from the Tiger organization who sells tickets drunk dialed Juan Soto. I'd accept that at this point. Like Kenny at the end of the night at Drunky McTipsy's.
Juan.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, Juan, what are you doing?
What's you up to?
Why don't you come over to Detroit?
You know, you've always been my boy. We should hang out together.
We don't hang out anymore.
Hey, we should hang out. Come on.
I love the name Juan. So my whole point is just we're so far from being engaged in those conversations. It would fly in the face of everything we think we know of Scott Harris. We think we know of Chris Illich. But if it's in The Athletic and someone who works in baseball, who's allegedly an intelligent human, says, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Tigers got involved with Juan Soto. And the fact is, here's the other laugher. The person says they should. Should and will are two different things. He said both. Mm-hmm. Of course they should.
Yeah.
That's why I laugh. Like already you're reading reports the Braves are going to sign Willy Adames. Oh, where's the money going to come from?
Right. I actually thought you were having a serious conversation with me.
No.
Like, well, Mike, they could. Oh, I get.
No, this was Tommy Boy, and I was taking a 2x4 to your face. I'm like, oh, what do you mean they're spending? They already have a big payroll.
I just don't see this happening.
No, I don't have any believability.
This team has never, they've gone the poverty route. They've gone the we're not a big market route. They've gone every route to kind of downplay, lower your expectations.
What are the odds the NL executive is actually Kenny? I mean, that's... What did the ticket text have to say? Anything early on this?
Yeah, there's no believability. Someone says absolutely no, absolutely none. He will command $500 on the cheaper end, likely closer to $700. It's not happening. I believe Santa Claus is more realistic than the Tigers getting Soto. That is from Cameron.
All right, hold on. More realistic. Let's have some fun with this. Right with you, David. Your two Wolverine cohorts on this station have selected Michigan to beat Oregon. Michigan beating Oregon tomorrow?
Not against the spread.
Or you reading a singular report that the Tigers even butt-dialed Juan Soto?
No, not the spread. No.
Just Jerome straight
Moore
up.
Is leading the fight song.
No,
Hail
that's
to
not
the Victors
happening.
Is being sung in the locker room as they are saying, we just, fans rush the field.
Doug and John. Said that with a straight face today. Better odds, that or Kenny butt-dialing Juan Soto?
What?
Juan.
Oh, my. Oh.
Juan. What's up? Hey, Juan. Juan. Is this you? Hey, man.
Kenny's across the street at the GM meetings waving. Hey, we just talked to him. He's not saying anything.
Juan, I've had a really... Oh, excuse me, Sagassi. I've had a rough week.
We need to hang out.
I feel I've taken a couple strays in this process that I'm not comfortable with.
Dude,
but
you
that's
missed,
okay.
You I missed was 2 days of work. 2 days of work with the poops. You don't think we've got a little bit of a leeway on statute of limitations?
Do you think I wanted that to happen, Mike?
Yeah, kind of. I do, actually. 248-539-9797. Guys, validity check on this report from The Athletic. NL exec says... I wouldn't be surprised if the Tigers got involved with Juan Soto. No believability, sum or total. Whether you believe they should or shouldn't, separate discussion. But yeah, no believability on our end.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right. So we're having a little fun with you before we get to the football. We got prop bets coming up in about 10 minutes. TJ at 3. We do have questions. Obviously, Lions-Packers is going to be a main storyline. But this report from The Athletic where an NL exec says he wouldn't be surprised if the Tigers got involved with Juan Soto. Juan Soto? I'd be happy if they got involved with Juan Valdez, the guy who sells coffee on TV. I mean, just what? $600 million? I can't get him to spend $60 to buy Javiat. I have no believability. But if you do, just tell me why. And look, should they? Of course they should. Soto's a generational player. And by the way, for all the business nerds, for all the people who go, well, Chris has a business to run. Okay, true or false? Signing Juan Soto is good for business. Like when Ohtani got the money he got, only the peanut brains in the world didn't realize that Ohtani would bring the Dodgers a profit of over $1 billion over the course of the deal and increase the baseline valuation of your franchise.
International dollars. Exactly.
Juan Soto is arguably the best baseball player in the sport, 25 and under. Like, yeah, you signed the guy. What, are you kidding me?
Oh, we can't do that with the payroll.
If I have to hear about payroll one more time, my head's going to explode. Let me go to the people. We'll go to Kent, 97.1. Kent, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going?
Excellent. What do you make of this report?
Yeah, I have zero belief. I mean, are we even sure they're talking about the real Tigers? I know that there's a Japanese MTV team. I think the Hanshin Tigers. I mean,
yeah, it's actually a team in South Korea.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Hill is just not going to try to overspend like Steve Cohen or, you know, any of the guys with the Dodgers either. I mean, once you get up at plus the $500 million range for the entire contract, there's just no way that Scott's going to do that. We haven't even seen him spend over, what, 40 mil? I mean, all we have right now is guaranteed contracts with Javi, who's a dead carcass, and Cole Keith.
Oh, don't forget about Maeda. Got him for next year, too.
Yeah, he's going to be really cool coming out of the pen once, you know, we get all of our stars going and then, you know, run it back with the whole bullpen craziness.
Kent, listen, I mean, you don't have to have a payroll like the Dodgers and the Mets or the Yankees, but you got to be top 10. I mean, history proves it out. I've done multiple shows about it. You got to get to a point where the payroll's approaching that top 10 or history says you're not winning the World Series. You don't believe me? Go look at the last 25 champions. 24 of them were in the top 10.
Well, it's not like the Dodgers spent a lot of money this year.
Actually,
I completely agree. I
want to just correct myself on one thing. Hold on one second. Ken, I do apologize. It's not top 10 for the 24 out of 25. It's top 10, I think it's 9 of 10. And I think it's top 14 for the 24 out of 25. I just want to correct myself on that. Kent, go ahead. Sorry, buddy.
And I did actually have a question for Kenny. I was on hold and I was thinking, would you rather have Christian Walker, who's 34 right now, and have him for this upcoming year and just ship Torque off for another catching prospect because Dingler sucks? Or would you rather take your chances and get Vladdy during the 2026 free agency and extend him and be like a little Miggy and then, you know, Riley Green can be your Curtis Granderson or whatever?
I think Vladdy could be a megastar, so count me on the Vladdy train for that one.
Here's the thing,
I love Vladdy.
Kent, GM meetings are the 5th through the 7th, right? Just a couple of days. Then the winter meetings are December 5th through 10th. Kent, if I don't see the Blue Jays sign Vladdy to that extension in either of these two periods, that needs to be your number 1, 2, 3, and 4 trade target. Because I got to tell you something, 25-year-old right-handed hammers who play first base, who hit for average, hit for power. Kent, you could start that deal at Max Clark plus. Go get him. Sign him.
Put Vladdy at the top of that order with Parker Meadows, Riley Green, Carey Carpenter. Go ahead and navigate that. Have fun with that. Seriously. Like, guys, at a certain point, I'm not into the prospect hoarding. If the core's here and a guy like Vlad's available, you try. I don't laugh at Kenny when he brings it up. I think laughing's the lazy thing. Actually think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Does Toronto know what direction they're going? It sounds like Bo Bichette's going to free agency. They have not been able to get to a deal with Vlad to the point where Vlad was answering questions about where he'd be willing to play. Their window is probably closed.
So a little bit of a sell mode. So no, it could make sense that you just kick the tires and see, hey, are you interested?
I don't think that's something you need to make fun of Kenny for. James, 97.1. What's up, James?
Hey, Mike Rico. Happy Friday. How you guys doing? Hey,
excellent. Thank you.
Good, 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 good. Well, I got to tell you, I think this report is a bunch of baloney, in my opinion. The last two seasons, our biggest free agent acquisition have been the scoreboard and the LED lights. So I don't buy it at all.
With you. Now, here's my question. What do you think they're actually going to do?
To be quite honest with you, I think there's going to be a move, and I'll give you guys an alternate perspective here. I think with how they have AJ and bringing Scott Harris, there had to have been a plan at some point to spend money, whether that's Christian Walker trading for Guerrero or getting what Bregman. So I think there is going to be something. And I know that's not easy to say, but
listen, my point would be, James, it can't be third or fourth level free agents or trade targets. You got to add a couple of nice players here. And look, in fairness, it doesn't need to be pie in the sky stuff that has no chance of happening, like an Ohtani or a Soto. But it can't just be, guys, you're not going to believe it. We've signed Steve Balboni. One problem, he's dead. Like, come on. What, Pete Incaviglia? More. We just signed Dutch Dalton.
No, it would just go a long way. I think just with the fans, even though you know they're not going to get them, hey, guys, we're trying to be serious here. We're going to go after some big-name players and try to see if we could attract somebody to come to Detroit. That's why, last year I'm like, you know what? Try for Ohtani. He's going to say no. But, and? It cost you what, a phone call? Let's go for it. Same with Soto. Whatever. Just make the call because you never No, but it at least gives the fan base the illusion. We are trying, and we are trying to go after some big boys.
David, a couple of ticket texts, and then we will turn our attention to football.
No effing way. Just first extend Scooble. That's all I need this offseason.
Whoa. Say that in Nona's good ear. What was the last part?
That's all I want this offseason.
You know what you are? You're a schmuck. Whoever wrote that. You are a complete schmuck. That's all I need? Just going to run it back? Just keep WBBT? Just keep the band together? Sign no one? It's poverty working. Payroll?
Come on. It's working for the Wings.
What a schmuck.
Oh, my. 110% no. I have no faith we even sign anyone, let alone Soto.
Having no faith is different than saying, it's okay, whatever you want, Chris.
Guys, isn't this a good sign, though? If executives out here in Detroit is involved in free agents, this should be a good sign, no?
That's why I brought it up.
I mean, in theory, this is what we said. We wanted to hear that somebody is saying, hey, Tigers are interested.
I was just hoping for guys that are at a 60% discount from Soto, like Bregman or Christian Walker or Santander. Something. Right-handed bats. Exciting.
This is a new Tiger team. It's new management. New attitude.
I have a better chance of finding my wife. Oh, stop. I'm sorry.
Whoa,
I can't read that.
Whoa, dude.
I didn't mean to put that on my sheet. I'm so sorry.
Dude.
Wow, sorry.
Come on, man.
Just make him an offer he can't refuse. 10 for 1 billion. That ought to do it. From Sean.
All righty.
Oh, man. Not only can I guarantee the Tigers won't get Juan Soto, but I will bet my daughter's college education it will not happen. Oh, man. I give it some believability in that I believe they will offer $15 million a year so they can just claim they tried. Wow.
Honestly, if you're working in PR for a team, that's the best thing you can do. lob a wholly insulting offer out knowing the player won't take it, mm-hmm. but your fans get to believe you tried. Mm-hmm. That's why I never understand a lot of these teams. I'd be rifling nonsense out there left and right just for people to think we care.
There's a report. They said they tried.
Right, what do you want? We tried. Well, how much did you offer? We don't disclose.
Yeah, we don't, but we try.
And then this one says, I'm just picturing Ilitch as Ray Liotta in Goodfellas cackling at the table reading this report. Exactly. No way it happened.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Meanwhile, you know, forget it. It's too late. I'm not going to get in trouble. All right, we do it every week at this time. Prop bets are all the rage. Rico curates them. Some are real. Some are fantasy. They're all interesting. Ooh, Jim, it's time for the Prop Bet Casino. Shout out to Kenny Cott. He destroyed us all last week.
And his toilet.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go.
Let's just jump right in there. Over under Colston Loveland. Anytime touchdown, 0.5.
John and Doug promised they were winning the game, which would mean Loveland would have to score. Over.
Plus, they'd be playing from behind, so you're going to be throwing it a little bit more. I'm going to say over.
Yeah, that's the real reason he does it, playing from behind. So, yes, over.
Over, over. I'm going to go under.
Oh, come on.
Smodge Morgan.
Doug and John promise.
Smodge Morgan. He'll score. Meaningless touchdown, but he'll celebrate.
How could it be meaningless when they win?
Oh.
Doug and John promised.
Khalil Mullins, over under, 60 and a half rushing yards.
Doug and John promised they'd win the game. It has to be over.
I see what you're doing.
They promised. They told their listeners they were winning.
I already see what you're doing for this. Okay.
Over.
What did you say the number was, Rico?
60 and a half.
Well, as I said, they're going to be playing from behind, so they're not going to be running as much, so I will say under.
Whatever, my season's done. Under.
You won the game last week.
David, John Jansen picked them. They are winning.
Turn his microphone off.
What is wrong with you?
Kenny, I'm going to go under as well because I think they're going to try to do that two-quarterback system and put the running quarterback out there. Dylan Gabriel, over, under. Dylan Gabriel, over, under, 2.5 passing touchdowns.
When Doug Carr says they're winning the game, is a mortal lock.
Do not.
I will select the under, Goblo.
For those taking this seriously.
I'll take the over because they will be scoring a lot of those passing touchdowns.
He's thrown for three touchdowns in a bunch of games, yep. At least. No, he's not.
Over. Over.
I'm going over.
But John Jansen said they are winning.
Okay. I'm reluctantly going to ask this question.
Go ahead.
Jaden Davis snaps in this game, the freshman quarterback for Michigan, over under 0.5.
Well, because Doug Carson and John Jansen said they are winning, there'd be an opportunity for him to take a victory formation snap. Therefore, I will say over.
I'll say under.
Under.
I hate to. I'm agreeing with him. I think that he will get out there. He's within the 4-game limit, so you're not going to burn your red shirt.
But Doug and John said.
Okay, you know what? We're going to move on from this game. No more. No more.
I can't.
No
help
more.
But the voices of Wolverine football were
Michigan
said they're
State,
winning.
Indiana.
Okay.
Nick Marsh receiving yards over under 40 and a half.
See, Doug said.
Okay.
No. I'm going to say over. He's proven when healthy.
Thank you for joining us.
He's an explosive receiver, and all it takes is one downfield throw to really get to that total. I'll say over.
Yeah, I agree. I'll say over as well.
Hater.
Yeah. Under.
Of course. What
are you talking about?
I'm going over.
But Doug and John said.
Yep. Okay. Hear me out for this. Indiana has not trailed at any point this season. At any point in this game, will Michigan State have a lead? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, it's certainly possible.
John said they were going to win huge.
They've never trailed the entire season.
No, they won't. And that's not hating.
No, that's hating.
I just don't.
That's hating.
It.
That's coming up at Greater Life this Sunday. How to hate on your enemies. David Hull. 8 o'clock service, and if you missed that, he'll be there at 11:15. All right. Nate Carter, rushing yards, over under 53.5.
Over. State's shown they can run the ball the last couple weeks against better fronts than Indiana. Indiana's also had the luxury of playing from ahead all year. Teams don't run a lot on them. I'll go over. Why not?
What was the number again?
53.5.
Ooh, that's a good number. I'll take the over.
David's going under.
No, I'll take the over on this one. It's going to be his week versus Adams.
Jonathan Kim field goals made, over under 2.5.
Under. Any chance to win, you better get 7 against IU. They don't play.
I was thinking the number would be 2, so I'll say under by half.
All right, here's what I'll do. I know I said no on the MSU lead, but the only way you get the lead is with a field goal to start the game first drive.
God almighty, the way people are talking about Indiana, you'd think we're playing 1997 Nebraska.
I'm going to go over on the 2.5.
You know what Indiana's strength of schedule is, David?
It's not good.
106th.
I'm going to go over as well.
Oh, my God. We're settling for more field goals?
No, Mike. I'm going over with the game-clinching field goal to kind of make sure you win the game. They march him out there. He kicks the field goal.
I wish.
Aiden Childs, touchdown passes, over under 1.5.
What's the total on this game? I'm sorry to ambush you guys, but it matters how I'm thinking about this. You know, if the total's artificially high, I kind of trust their algorithm, their numbers to come up with it, where you'd go, all right, maybe it's an over. Then again, you know what? State could be behind. State little
52.5.
Yes, that's a high total. All right, I'll go over. Okay. And maybe State's getting cooked, and they Aiden throws a garbage TD or something. I don't know. I'll say over.
Maybe I'm reading these stats wrong, but it says he hasn't done over 1 all year yet.
That's why Rico has the prop there.
So I will say under.
Smart move. I'm going to say over, though.
What? I don't even understand you today, David. I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over.
No. Question yourself again. I like when you do that.
All right. Jared Goff, turnovers in the rain, Green Bay, over under 0.5.
Over. It's outside Goff.
Turnovers, not just interceptions.
Even John was talking about things that'd be slippery out there, but I'm not going to give you that drop.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
It's somewhere in the system.
Turnovers meaning fumbles or interceptions or passes?
Correct, if you turn the ball over.
Okay, thank you, Rico. Condescending Rico has returned. I'll take the over.
You know, John said... You're taking the under?
Oh!
You're taking the under?
No, over.
He says over.
Okay.
Turnovers, 0.5. This is where I was saving my hate. Over.
I'm going over as well. Jared Goff, incomplete total passes, over under 6.5.
Over. What, are you kidding me? You don't just complete 83% of your passes. It's not real life.
Well, unless you throw like 3 passes like he did last week, he went under.
Over.
Yeah, in the rain, over. They're going to be whatever John said that I'm not going to repeat. So, yeah, over.
It's going to be a lot of incomplete balls, so I'm going to go over.
I'm the only one that believes in Jared Goff.
I'm going under.
Jaden Reed, touchdowns, over under 0.5.
Over. He's that rat that runs all those mesh concepts around the goal line, and
he's their Amon-Ra.
Yeah, pain in the ass. That's what he is. Over.
Or J-Mo when he plays.
Yeah, I feel like I see him in the end zone a lot. Give me the over.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over because he's going to be so happy his alma mater won the game. Top 25 upsets. Over, under. 1.5.
Over.
They're 15.
Just over.
Okay.
I demand chaos. Plus, we know. Cockaboose, South Carolina. Let's go.
And I think last week was the only week there was 0 upsets.
It's a bounce back week for chaos.
I was going to go under, but then Mike brought up the cockaboose, so I guess I have to go over.
You going over?
So we have South Carolina. We have Michigan.
John Jansen and Doug Carr said they're beating Oregon. So right off the top, that's 1.
And Illinois is an underdog.
Oh, we have one with Florida also. So I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go over quickly. Well, all right, last one. More rushing yards, Josh Jacobs or David Montgomery?
David Montgomery.
David Montgomery.
Jacobs.
Going Jacobs as well.
Hater.
Prop Bet Casino, 97-1. What did John have to say?
John promised. All right, we do it every week at this time. We check in with our man in the desert. But see, this is a little different. Now he's doing a road show here. We welcome in Derek Stevens from Circa. Now, Derek, I got to say something now. When you texted me yesterday, and I started reading the text, and you go, hey, Mikey, I'm bringing a crew to ... I was ready to read, I'm going down to Del Mar for Breeders' Cup, or I'm going to a Raiders game, and you followed it up with Boise. What the hell are you doing in Boise?
Well, we're in the blue today, man. We have a big event over here at Boise State, national TV game. We're chasing this Heisman Trophy candidate, Ashton Gentry. So we got a crew here in Boise, but after the game, we'll be back in Vegas because we got a lot of people showing up in Vegas for the Breeders' Cup. So yeah, a lot of Detroiters coming to Vegas for the Breeders' Cup. So we're doing Paramutual all day. So big weekend.
All right. Yeah, Derek, I saw you out there on social media. What's it like walking out on that blue turf?
Well, I tell you what, it's blue. Man, it is really blue. It's something. This is a pretty overwhelming facility. The decibel levels tonight are going to be over the top. Got a little insight into that, of what they're planning on doing tonight. So this game tonight is going to be something. I definitely think you're going to have a lot of people jumping on the Broncos here. It's only 24 and a half right now. I think you're going to see Bronco money. And here's the other thing. I mean, think about the candidate, Ashton Gentry. Two weeks ago, he's at 2-1, the favorite. You know, he had 131 rushing yards when they played UNLV, and his odds went up to +550. So I think right now, you know, in Michigan, you got so many options: FanDuel, DraftKings, MGM, Caesars. I would take a look at Gentry to win the Heisman, because he might put on a show tonight. And if that's the case, you're never going to see +550 again.
You know what's interesting, and Derek, I know you don't do the props at Circa, but like when you look at the prop market, it is insane. Like last week, just to get under -200, you had to bet Gentry to get at least 190 yards rushing. That's how insane he's priced. It's nuts. But he's on pace to – he's got to be near Barry Sanders' record at Okie State in 88 if he wants to win the Heisman. He's got to put up huge numbers.
I mean, you're right. I mean, just to show where expectations are in tonight's game, the total tonight at Circa Sports is 185.5 rushing yards. So that'll tell you what they're thinking. You know, there's a decent chance he goes over 200 rushing, and that's what's going to push the Heisman odds of +550 back down to +200.
Talking with Derek Stevens. Derek, I'm going to bring it back here locally. I guess Indiana said that their quarterback, Rourke, will be playing. Him playing or not playing, has that caused any movement on the Michigan State-Indiana game?
You know, we've seen a little bit of Michigan State money. Currently, we're hanging an 8.5, Indiana at 8.5. But we've seen Michigan State money, so I think that tells you there's a little concern if you're an Indiana backer. Because we're seeing that Michigan State money. Again, I think we're seeing a little bit of home Big Ten money across the board. You know, it's hard to believe, a lot of these Big Ten teams are going to lose at home, whether you're talking about Michigan State, Michigan, you're talking about Penn State. So I think we've seen home Big Ten money a little bit across the board this weekend.
All right, I want to ask you Lions Pack, because I know, you know, we're up against it. Look, it's the best game of the week, and the Lions draw huge action at Circa anyways. But this line went from the Pack 3.5 to 2.5. I assume that's an indicator of love playing, not just huge Packer money?
Unfortunately, it's been a lot of Packer money this weekend. You know, often I've been telling you we've seen Lions money, but it's been Packer money. There's an element of going into Lambeau Field. There's an element of you know, there's still risk on weather. So far this week, we've just seen Packer. We were at 3.5. We went to a 3, now down to a 2.5. So it's been Packer money so far. I think the key thing is we got to pay attention to the weather report. And if things clear up, you might jump back up to a 3. So if you like the Lions, you may want to jump on it now. There's a decent chance it goes to 3 again, but it's going to be weather related.
All right, enjoy Boise, and then tomorrow get serious. We got Breeders' Cup. We got action. We got things to do, Derek.
Absolutely. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, Derek. See you, dude. Have a good time. We'll talk to you next week. That's Derek Stevens from Circa. David, ticket text before we welcome in the Tobacco King, TJ Lang.
Tigers are the Pirates. Pirates are the Tigers. Finkel is Einhorn.
Come on, man. No, you know what? I'm going to respect the Detroit Tigers more than that. No, they are not the Pittsburgh Pirates financially. Come on.
Sunday has 100% chance of rain at Lambeau. Golf is either going to be over 6.5 receptions based on weather or under 6.5 because they don't throw the ball.
Well, here's the other thing. You do what you want with it. Packers lead the league in forced turnovers. They got elite safety play. They got good corners. They've changed from a 3-to-a-4-man front. They play single high safety, which allows them to drop another safety into the box against the run. And again, on the other side of it, you're facing the best passing attack you've seen, probably since Tampa Bay, and you don't have a pass rush. So it kind of mitigates a little bit of the issue about Love mobility. And those two factors, plus there's no one receiver to take away. The whole Packer receiver room is a collection of rats, and they all eat.
Dobbs, Reed.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, look, Cookie said it this morning, and I agree with him. Like, I'm sorry, but like, whether it's Gov and Greg and John and Lions. All right, if you're never going to pick against the team ever, fine, they're going 16-1. I mean, guys, that's not real life. It's not how it works.
I'm thinking mini Dan Campbell's versus
Vince Lombardi, 2. Like, you just have to, you got to leave a space where, all right, Lions might go 14-3, 13-4. Well, they got to lose a couple games somewhere.
Buffalo. I think Gov said Buffalo.
Oh, okay. We've sanctioned that as a potential loss.
Right.
On the road in the division at Lambeau against a Pack team that matches up well with you. I don't know.
In bad weather where, let's face it, that's Goff's not great in bad weather.
He's not even good in it. As great as he is, mobile Goff season, as much as I think he's in the MVP conversation, despite last week not having to throw the ball, it doesn't mean he goes out and dominates every week. It's not how the NFL works. We've got to get out of this euphoria stage in this town.
No.
Everyone's popping ecstasy right now, and they're not thinking clearly.
No, I think a lot of people think that the NFL is like college football, where you just don't lose every week.
Well, right. Well, much like college football, you've been playing garbage lately. Well, welcome now to the real conference season. It ain't Prairie View coming into town. David.
John in Auburn Hills, breaking news. John and Doug promised Soto will be a Tiger next season.
Hey, man, all I know is both of them picked Michigan to win the game this week. Okay? And when you get that kind of ironclad guarantee from the voices of Michigan football, what'd you want me to do? I had to alter my picks into Prop Bet Casino.
Someone wants to counter what you said about the Packers, Mike. The Lions are second in takeaways, and Love throws picks a lot.
Great. You win by 50. Next. Guys, I'm not doing this with you.
No,
all right?
They're not doing that either. They're just saying what you said about the Packers defense.
You know what I want you to do?
The Lions defense.
No, it's fine. It's fine. David, how dare I talk about the opponent? You're right. We'll all just wrap our hands around our balls and cruise to ecstasy. Whatever you want, guys. Lions 52, bum-ass Packers 6. All set.
Six.
Here's a question. Outside of Minnesota, who the hell have you beaten? I'll hang up and listen. Love the show, guys.
Because you lost to Tampa Bay.
Hello? Who you beating?
Arizona Cardinals.
Who you beating? Oh, the Cowboys down 50 dudes and that team blows anyways? Oh, you mean the one-win Titans? Who? Who am I supposed to sit here and feel like, oh, you're right, going to Lambeau Field, I shouldn't be a little concerned?
They're going to say, well, two teams tie for the NFC West. You beat them both.
Wow. Yeah, because Seattle's good. Right. Both teams come to the middle of the field. Great job by me. Your mom's a whore. You guys nailed it. Rico will take you to 6. Call in. Make the noise you make when the Lions win by 50. We'll pick a winner. 248-539-9797.
Doug and John guarantee this?
May as well.
I know John. John is like, never. Because I heard the Cookies was like, have you ever picked against the Lions?
No, but that's my point. I can't arrive at that space. It's still the NFL. I won't be shocked if they win the game. Boy, you're going to hand me 3.5 points. I'm sorry. I think it'll be a close divisional game. What, I'm the bad guy?
I mean, the Texans last night lose to the Jets. Jets are an awful team.
Yeah, well, they're not the Lions. Please. Please. We're going for our 6th Super Bowl in a row. No, because we've reached a point where it's not enough to say they're a really good football team, and I do believe they're a contender for the Super Bowl. But within that, it's okay to say they're going to lose a couple games. It doesn't mean you think they're bad.
If you win 12, you still got to lose 5. There's going to come somewhere.
That's that Kaztec math we've all been waiting on.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.